Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm the smartest guy in the country, and maybe even in the world. Don't you believe me? Let me tell you everything right now. Before, I used to be let's just say not very clever. All day long, I was watching TV, playing video games, and shaking my head to hard rock, which played so loudly that the speakers were almost exploding. These were my favorite activities. I liked such life and was happy, but my parents weren't. This is because at school, I was not just among those who lagged behind, but I was the most underperforming student. The principal even wanted to expel me from school dozens of times and send me to a school for mentally retarded students. But the pleas of my parents stopped him. I could not help it. The lessons seemed to me terribly long, and from calculating all kinds of numbers and memorizing the rules, I had a headache, which was so severe that sometimes I just skipped classes. Dad was really mad at me, calling me a fool, while Mom was very worried. She even took me to the doctors who couldn't help me and prescribed me useless vitamins. Mom made me take a whole bunch of them, hoping that they would help me, but they had no effect. Once, during a regular visit to our attending physician, Mr. Stanford, an incredible thing happened. When we entered his office, Mr. Stanford was not there. Instead, there was some guy aged about 40 who had a mustache. He behaved in a strange manner and looked more like a special agent than a doctor. My mother and I were really surprised and already headed towards the exit when the doctor, a la special agent, took out some folder and threw it onto the table. The pictures of me flew out of the folder. Mom started asking a bunch of questions, but that weird guy was just standing in silence. At some point, when my mom calmed down, he loudly and clearly said that Mr. Stanford did not know how to help me, so he transferred me to more experienced specialists who were watching me in order to gather as much information as possible. The weird guy added that scientists have already invented a drug that could help me, but it was experimental and might cause side effects, so they needed our consent to use it. Mom did not listen to him, and grabbing my hand, she dragged me away from that psycho, slamming the door loudly when leaving. The next day, I was sitting in the class and dreaming about how I would be injected with a secret serum and would become super strong or something like that, but this process was interrupted by the voice of my teacher, who called me to the blackboard. There was a problem on the blackboard, the simplest one, and I understood it, but my brain refused to process it. I started thinking and had a terrible headache. I blushed. While looking at this show, my classmates started laughing at me. I felt pain, and they found it funny. They called me very unpleasant names. I won't mention them here. Then I broke down and burst into tears. After that, I rushed out of the office like a bullet and ran home. On the way, I remembered my classmates and the fact that they were always mocking and laughing at me. After opening the door of the house, I saw my mother making a pie in the kitchen. I rushed to her and hugged her tightly. I shouted that I no longer wanted to be stupid, cried, and asked to take me to that weird doctor. Mom hugged me back. She agreed. Early in the morning, we went to the hospital. While I was in the car with my mom, it seemed to me that my life would never be the same again. We went to Mr. Stanford's office, but as before, that weird doctor was sitting in his place. He handed me a piece of paper and gave me a pen for me to put a signature. The weird guy mentioned the side effects again, but I didn't listen to him. I wanted to be smart, so I signed the paper. This doctor put a small steel box on the table, then opened it with a key, which he found in his coat pocket. He took out a pill from the box and handed it to me. He gave me water to drink. The doctor said that it was allowed to take the medicine only once a day because the drug was very strong, so I would need to come there every day for a new pill. Mom was driving me to school. I thought that as soon as I took the pill, everything would change immediately, but I did not feel any changes. That was weird. When I was sitting in the classroom, the teacher called me to the blackboard again. I was afraid that I would disgrace myself once more, but the task on the blackboard was easy, and I gave a correct answer. Everyone was surprised. Then he wrote a more difficult problem. Without thinking at all, I gave the correct answer. No one in the class understood how I managed to do it. My teacher has already covered the entire blackboard with writing. There were tasks and formulas that we weren't familiar with, and teacher did not know how to solve them either because he had copied everything from the internet. I was thinking there was no headache and no one was knocking inside my head like before. It seemed that time around me slowed down a bit. It finally dawned on me that the pill started working. I gave an answer, and the teacher started checking everything on the internet. At that moment, I found it funny that he did not know the answer himself. I started laughing, and my classmates were applauding me. When I got home, I tried playing video games, but now they seemed silly and too slow to me. At dinner, Mom and Dad were happy. They said that someone had called from school and praised me. Surprisingly, they also seemed to speak more slowly than usual. The next day, I got to the weird doctor's office. I said that the medicine worked, but I needed more of it. I demanded to give me all the pills. He asked me to note down my feelings. After I did this, he gave me one pill and water again. I felt great. At that time, I only received A's. Teachers looked stupid in front of me, as did my classmates. Due to the fact that I perfectly understood people, I knew what they wanted to say and even what they thought, and I quickly made a lot of friends. Yes, I started taking advantage of the fact that I was smarter than everyone else. I participated in all the contests, took first prizes, and even became the captain of a basketball team. Of course, that magic pill didn't make me very strong or fast, but because of my super brain, I predicted literally every step and every throw of my opponent. The rival seemed slow to me, and I understood at what angle the ball had to be thrown in order to get into the hoop. I became a school superstar. I even had my own fans. I still came to that weird doctor with a mustache every day to describe my feelings and get a magic pill. Despite the fact that I was very popular at school, I quickly got tired of it and people seemed boring to me, just like the rest of the world. I wanted more, and I was just a favorite of the school. I wanted to study the mysteries of our planet and look for all the cures for all diseases, but for that, I needed pills. On this day, I arrived at the hospital for the pill earlier than usual. I learned a long time ago the schedule of that weird guy and knew that he was not in the office at that time. So I got there easily. His overall was hanging on the chair, and the key to the pill box was in it. I took out the box and inserted the key. When I opened it, I saw that it was full of pills, and that damn doctor gave me just one of them a day. When I took a large handful of pills, the door of the office suddenly opened. It was the doctor with the mustache. He rushed toward me shouting, "No!" But it was too late. I swallowed the pills. I wanted to start laughing in his face, but I realized that he suddenly stopped. Not just stopped, but froze in a running posture. He hardly moved his lips. I looked at the clock in the corner. The second hand did not move. Has it been broken? I went outside. Cars did not move. Birds froze in the sky and did not move their wings. I ran to school. The school was full of children, but none of them moved. So I rushed home. At home, my mother stood at the stove, but she did not move at all either. I fell to my knees and started crying again. Then it finally dawned on me that it was not time that had stopped, but that I began thinking too quickly for this world. My name is Tom, and I don't want to be smart anymore. 6 months have already passed. Birds began to slowly move their wings, and cars began to move a little from their places. But all this is so long. It seems it will take several more years until everything becomes as it had been before. I hope I won't go crazy with loneliness. What would you do if you became super smart? Give your answers in the comments.